So a fucking loser masturbator was asking about the file, no coming, no excuses. Like, what if they want to come because coming makes them hate themselves and they love to hate themselves because hating themselves is a fucking trigger for masturbation. And to that, I have to say, the only reason that you truly want to ejaculate is so that you have no achievements to your name, no proud badge that states blank days uncum champion, none of that. You just want to be just another fucking masturbator, one of those fucking masturbators that just complain about masturbating so much that they can't help but cum. Because by being able to say, I choose not to ejaculate, and then successfully go unejaculated, it just shows a level of self-control that you just know you don't have deep down. It's the last shred of dignity that you have buried in your dick. You're just one of those sickos that they write about in tabloid magazines or on junk TV. The type of masturbator who ties their self-worth to a bunch of fucking sperm cells in their body. Like, what the fuck is that? You're such a fucking weirdo. You know that deep down, the only impact that you've had on mankind is you pounding your fucking manhood. If you can even call it that anymore. Your fucking genitals are just unrecognizable, aren't they? From the time before you started masturbating to the time you started masturbating to now, you've perverted your genitals, your sexual organs, and turned them into just fucking masturbation, just the masturbation area. That's all it is. You're turning your self-pleasure into fucking self-destruction. And to be fair, I'm the one encouraging it. And in my opinion, you shouldn't ejaculate. Because the truth is, if you want to ejaculate so that you can hate yourself, well, you're in luck. You can stay unejaculated because there's plenty to hate about you. For one, looks-wise, I mean, would you take a look at yourself? You're just fucking touching yourself and got this fucking ugly face on you and shit. If I were to rate you on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the hottest, you'd be a 1 out of 10 out of 10 out of 10. You get it? I'm calling you ugly, stupid. And also, let's bring up your intelligence as well, right? The fact that I made a hypnosis file called No Coming, No Excuses, and your gut reaction is to create an excuse on why you want to come, that's pretty stupid behavior. That's truly remarkable on how pornography has affected your mental processes. If I was as stupid as you, hell, I'd hate myself too, let's be honest. Because you're so much of a fucking masturbator. You're so stupid and pathetic that you truly believe that the only thing out there that can make you feel good is touching your fucking pee-pee and fucking just squirting out fucking white pee-pee fluid out of it. Like, that's so fucking stupid and moronic. You know, every single person, every single adult that's masturbated feels the same pleasure as you do. And they feel it and they're like, eh, I've got other things to do. And you are so fucking underdeveloped mentally that you can't even get past this threshold of pleasure. There's an entire fucking world out there to experience, and you're fucking hung up on fucking masturbation pleasure. That's true fucking stupidity right there. That's so fucking narrow-minded. Your world must be so fucking tiny, but not as fucking tiny as your fucking brain. Hell, I bet a fucking sperm cell is even bigger than your entire fucking brain. You're rubbing both of your brain cells together right now to just keep up with this fucking conversation. Those fucking cells bouncing around in there like a fucking computer screensaver. Because, from my perspective, you're just an empty husk of a human. Yeah. Porn and masturbation, all that pleasure that you've experienced has been so fucking traumatizing to your system that there's nothing left inside you personality-wise. If I had you take a personality test, you'd fail. There's nothing about you that's special. Being a porn addict back in the day, before the digital age was something special, but now everybody's a fucking porn addict. See, you're so fucking empty that I could put my hand on your chest and poke, and you would shatter into a million fucking pieces. There's just no resistance, nothing left in you. And so when you're faced with some moral dilemma that's as simple as, do I allow a bodily function to happen? You fucking just shatter into a million pieces. You just don't know what to do with yourself anymore. Because most masturbators, they reach this mental hurdle and they just hop right over it. They decide, okay, I'm just not going to come unless I really need to. And they do that. Some of them just decide, you know what, I'm never going to ejaculate. And they never ejaculate. And the others just decide to ejaculate all the time. Like, honestly, it must be such a pitiful existence that you live to struggle with such a basic sexual concept. Just by asking me about whether you can or can't ejaculate, it truly shows me that you've become numb to your own needs, that all this mindless porn consumption has left you completely out of touch with your own body, despite how much you touch yourself. And it also shows me how delusional you've become. You truly believe that the only thing preventing you from hating yourself is the fact that you're preventing yourself from ejaculating. You truly have lost your personality and sense of self to your porn addiction and masturbation. If you believe something as little as an orgasm is enough to shatter your psyche, there truly is something wrong with you. And it's the type of thing that would leave the entire medical and psychoanalytical community giving a collective shrug when they study you. And so to answer your question, you pathetic piece of penis, no, I don't think you should come because you crave to hate yourself. I think you should stay unejaculated because the type of hate that you have is the very basic type of hate. No depth, no real pondering the fucking existence that is your pathetic life. No, the type of hate you have for yourself is the type of hate that you see spray painted onto a fucking gas station. The type of hate that you have for yourself is the type where you deserve to keep it inside you because it's just so fucking stupid to fucking hate yourself. You don't want to come because you hate yourself. There's no mental switch that flips post-orgasm for you. No, you want to come because you want to be normal. You want to be like everybody else with nothing special about you, like a total fucking loser. And I'm not going to let you have that. You don't deserve to get what you want. Just think about it. All of these sexual fantasies you have, how many of them have you actually pursued? And how many of them have you just pushed aside so that you can continue to masturbate? I think ejaculating and getting into this deep act of self-loathing that you so crave, it deserves to go into the fantasy bucket. Something that you may have pursued in the past is something that you're giving up now, or something that you'll never, ever achieve. All because you want to stay edged. All because you want to stay horny and happy. You just want to be a proud, loser fag piece of shit who masturbates compulsively and wastes their life rubbing their uncum little worm to endless pornography. You deserve to be in this delusional state of self-satisfaction that only unejaculated masturbation can provide. And here's what I think. I think you are trying to orgasm. I think you are trying so desperately to orgasm, to climax all over yourself with every single stroke and every single second of masturbation. You're giving it your all and it's not enough. Your body has simply just become unable to ejaculate. Because your body is trying to prevent you from facing the harsh reality that you've placed yourself into. Your body is doing everything it can to protect your fragile little mind from shattering into a million pieces during your next earth-shaking orgasm. It's absolutely disgusting what you've allowed to have happen to yourself, and to be completely honest, I can't allow you to ejaculate. for ethical reasons. I can't have you hating yourself the way you want to hate yourself. No, I can't have that. You don't deserve to hate yourself because you can't handle hating yourself. Instead, you deserve to be trapped in this endless loop of pleasure, to be so irritable and so unnaturally horny that you just lose sight of every other goal in life, to spend night after night numbing yourself to the true reality that you are an individual that deserves to be degraded.